Chapter 12. Now or Never. Words. Alarm. Always. Bag. Bill. Cabbage. Cashier. Caught. Cheat. Cheated. Check. Conclude. Continue. Corridor. Exchange. Explain. Fake. Fix. God. $100. Instead. Interest. Justify. Longer. Loudly. Love. Misfortune. Never. Office. Onto. Picture. Plan. Plead. Put. Quietly. Rabbit. Registered. Regular. Safe. Spend. System. Terrible. Tonight. Tool. Us. Work. Now or Never. It is Tuesday morning, and Alexander Hephaestus, an electrician, is putting his tools in his bag. His wife comes up to him and watches him. "Where are you going?" she says. "I'm going to do this one thing," Alexander answers. "Are you planning to help Vega again?" his wife asks. Alexander Hephaestus doesn't reply. He remains silent and continues to put his tools in his bag. His wife takes him by the arm. "Please, Alexander, don't go to Vega. A terrible misfortune will happen to you. Think about our children," she pleads. "Vega demands me to do this job," Alexander says. "Did you tell him that you no longer do this kind of work?" she asks. "He demands that I do it. I can't do anything about it. I must go and do the job. Do you understand?" he shouts. "Don't go. Please, think of me and the children. What will happen to us if you get caught by the police?" his wife pleads. "And you should think of what Vega would do if I don't do this job," Alexander shouts. "Vega always cheats you. You're a naive idiot, and he is also an idiot." "What did you get for the last job?" the woman shouts. "He took $10,000 out of the bank. Then they exchanged them for $5,000 clean dollars, and he gave me $2,000, Alexander justifies himself. "He exchanged $10,000 for $5,000 clean dollars?" she asks. "The stolen money was registered at the bank. You can't spend it. Don't you know that?" Alexander says. "Are you sure he gave you dollar bills? Does it really say on the dollar bill, 'We love cabbage'? Instead of 'In God We Trust'?" she protests. They cheated him when he exchanged the stolen money for clean money, Alexander justifies himself. He was cheated because he is an idiot. Do you think I could buy food for our children with these dollars? We love cabbage, she protests. Alexander Hephaestus is silent. Please, Alexander, don't go. A terrible misfortune could happen to you, she pleads again. Alexander Hephaestus takes his bag of tools and leaves. The electrician Alexander Hephaestus arrives at the bank. He goes to the bank manager, John Vega. Hello, Mr. Vega, the electrician greets the manager. Good morning, the manager greets the electrician. We are having problems with the alarm system again. Can you fix it today? I first need to check why it isn't working, replies the electrician. The manager and the electrician go to the safe. The manager opens the safe, and they go inside. The electrician starts checking the alarm. Then he says, I need 1 hour to do everything. We don't have that much time. I give you half an hour to do everything, the manager says quietly. Begin, Alexander. He finishes and goes into his office. 5 minutes later, Lisa Pandora, a cashier, comes into the manager's office. Good morning, Mr. Vega, the cashier greets the manager. Good morning, Miss Pandora, the manager greets Lisa Pandora. How are you? He asks. Thank you, I'm fine. But it looks like you are having problems, the cashier says loudly and throws a bill onto the table. Why does it say we love cabbage instead of in God we trust on this $100 bill? And why is there a picture of a rabbit on it instead of Ben Franklin? She protests. Quiet, quiet, Lisa, please, John Vega pleads. He walks to the door, opens it, and looks out into the corridor. There's no one there. Then he closes the door and goes back to the table. I can explain everything. They cheated me when I exchanged money for clean bills. They gave me fake bills, the bank manager justifies himself. John Vega, I am not interested in your problems, Lisa Pandora insists. I need regular bills, not fake ones. Give me my money, she says loudly, and throws the fake bills with the rabbits onto the table. Please be quiet, Lisa, Vega pleads again. I'll do everything. Take these fake bills away, the manager says quietly, and removes the fake money from the table. Lisa, listen. The electrician Alexander Hephaestus is here. He is fixing the alarm, the manager says quietly. Tonight, the alarm won't work. I could take a lot of money out of the safe. And it won't be the money with the rabbits, Lisa. These will be real $100 bills, Vega says quietly. Now, go to work. I'll do everything, he concludes. The cashier, Lisa Pandora, doesn't reply. She gets up and leaves the manager's office. New vocabulary review. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? Today is Tuesday. Do you know what time it is? I will check my phone. Exactly 2 o'clock. Thank you. By the way, is it dry or raining outside? It is dry, but cold and windy outside. A conversation with a bank cashier. What kind of bills would you like, large or small? Give me a few large ones and a few small ones. Do you like bills with pictures of rabbits? What? We are out of $100 bills with pictures of Ben Franklin, but the bank manager brought other kinds of $100 bills. What kind do you like better, with pictures of rabbits or dogs? By the way, do you know that a great misfortune happened to him? Really? What happened to him? His wife gave him away to a good home. Where? He lives in a big house now. They don't have a dog, so he protects the house and the garden. And they know that he is the robber? Probably not. Mr. Manager, customers say that our bank is cheating them. You know that we never cheat our customers. Of course, Mr. Manager. Think about it. We work in a normal way. We have a normal staff. You can't put it any better, Mr. Manager. Our employees are just great. Our bank is registered everywhere. Exactly, Mr. Manager. Listen, why should we cheat them if they bring their own money themselves? I agree with you. We have a new alarm system. Completely new, Mr. Manager. Okay, now turn it off. Let's go into the safe. Maybe there is something interesting in there. I already turned off the alarm, Mr. Manager. Well done. Listen, I cleaned the house last Saturday. And I made a pizza yesterday morning. I repaired the TV last Thursday. I cooked spaghetti with red fish the night before yesterday. Then why should I go for wine to the store? Because I don't drink wine, and you do. I think that these bills are fake. And I don't think so. Why do you think so? Are there really pictures of Bill Gates on dollar bills? This isn't Bill Gates. Who is it then? I don't know. Maybe some president. But it isn't Bill Gates, I'm sure. And why is this bill red? Yes, that is truly strange. All the other dollar bills are regular, blue, and only this one is red.